A developer is being sought to purchase and restore one of the most unique buildings in western Massachusetts. Historic preservationists are offering a financial incentive from a pot of casino money. Along a street full of Victorian buildings, the house at 60 Byers Street in Springfield stands out. The two-story house is a rare international style with curved walls, Frank Lloyd Wright-inspired ironwork, and an entire wall of glass. It was built in the 1950s on the foundation of a burned-out Victorian home by Thurston Munson, an artist and architect who painted murals and designed churches throughout New England. At some point, the interior was divided into three apartments. The property was abandoned about 15 years ago, and the city acquired it in 2010. Now it's being offered for sale with a $50,000 incentive for development.
It needs a lot of TLC, and as we're hoping, somebody who can look at it and have the vision to increase or to improve it.
Thomas Matthews, a project manager with the city's Office of Planning and Economic Development, said he's fielded several calls about the house since the city issued a formal request for proposals last month, and about a dozen people looked it over at a recent open house.
I think we're going to have a lot of interest, and someone needs the insight to say this can make a nice project. A nice building for someone's home.
The house has deteriorated badly due to more than a decade of neglect. Michael Broad, a consultant for Hap Housing, said the concrete masonry needs to be replaced. The roof is shot, the heating plant doesn't work, and all the copper piping is gone.
I think it's a total loss, unfortunately. I could not recommend that anyone take this project on. I think you're talking about millions of dollars worth of just trying to save it, and there's no way you could justify that for what you could get out of it.
Catherine Pellegrino, an engineer who's overseen a number of historic renovations in Springfield, was not so quick to write it off, but said restoring the Byers Street house would be a big undertaking.
Look at this panel of windows here. You really probably need to replace that because you can clearly see that it's 1950s style single panel, you know. You can't live like that in a home today. You have to have something a dual panel with the vacuum in between. So those kinds of things, those are big price items.
The $50,000 incentive is being offered by the Springfield Historic Preservation Fund. It was established last year by the Massachusetts Gaming Commission and MGM Springfield to assist in the renovation of historic properties within a half mile of MGM's downtown casino. The Byers Street House is the first project to be aided by the fund, which is controlled by a trustee group whose president is Robert McCarroll.
I think this is a building that's caught a lot of people's attention. You know, as I've mentioned it, people say, I've always wanted to go in that building. I always thought it was so different. So I'm certainly hoping that where there's a will, there's a way.
In addition to the $50,000 incentive, federal and state tax credits might be available to a developer because the house is located in an historic district.
There are a whole bunch of buildings that have been in conditions like this, and caring people have appeared and fixed them, and including some that everyone would have thought would have been torn down, but there's that one person who decides that this is their project, and they make it happen. So I'm hopeful that we will find that one proposal that's going to be able to competently fix this building.
The city is scheduled a second open house on January 25th. The deadline for proposals is February 14th. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.